That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You're listening to the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark
and Stephanie.
855-450-FREE. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. It's a completely interactive program. As a matter of fact, we have a completely interactive website, too, at freetalklive.com, where you can go and link to blog posts or videos or news stories, whatever you think's important, at freetalklive.com. So, Stephanie, let's get right into the content here. You can give us a call, like I said, at 855-450-3733. And you've got a story from over in Afghanistan, is that right?
Yeah, this is pretty disturbing, and I think it will probably cause people to maybe think, or at least I hope it will cause them to think and question a little bit about why there are U.S. troops over there now when they hear this.
I think a lot of people are coming to that conclusion. They're asking those questions as to, you know, it's been 10 years in Afghanistan.
Yeah.
What exactly has the American public gotten out of that?
Yeah, a lot of debt, maybe.
A lot, trillions.
Yeah, a lot of destruction. I don't mean to make light of it. It's an extremely serious thing, and it makes me sad when I hear about things like this, because I kind of came to that realization, I think, like a lot of people, you know, years ago, a long time ago, that maybe this isn't the best course of action. You know, there's a lot of destruction and death that's been associated with this. So what's the point? Okay, so here we go. From the Huffington Post, by Mirwai Khan, I can't really pronounce his name, and Heidi Voigt. An American soldier opened fire on villagers near his base in southern Afghanistan Sunday and killed 16 civilians, according to President Hamid Karzai, who called it an assassination and furiously demanded an explanation from Washington. 9 children and 3 women were among the dead.
Mm.
And, okay, I see what they're saying there. They're trying to emphasize the, I guess, innocent nature of the victims. But it's bad when men die, too, okay? I just want to say that.
I mean, it is one of those things, sort of societally, that for whatever reason, women and children dying makes less sense to people than men dying.
That's the whole thing about the disposable male, right, which you've brought up on the show before. And I just want to say that I think it's terrible that all of these 16
innocent people
killed.
Innocent people.
Civilians,
shouldn't be killed. But one can make sort of a jump assumption that women and children are innocent, I think is what the, you know, it's an easy way to say, look, these are innocent people.
I guess, but weren't, you know, there were cases, there was that Rolling Stone piece a while back that exposed the U.S. Kill team in Afghanistan, and they were shooting like 5-year-olds.
But you needed 5 pages of the extra large print size page that they use in Rolling Stone to explain why men dying was a crime, whereas you needed a small phrase here to explain why women and children dying doesn't make any sense. I mean, it is the nature of the language
I get it. I just wanted to point that out, because sometimes people accuse me of man-hating or something, but it's not true. Okay, anyway, back into this piece. The killing spree deepened a crisis between the U.S. forces and the Afghan hosts over Americans burning Muslim holy books on a base in Afghanistan last month. The Quran burning sparked weeks of violent protests and attacks that left some 30 people dead. 6 U.S. service members have been killed by their Afghan colleagues, since the burnings came to light, and the violence had just started to calm down. This is an assassination, an intentional killing of innocent civilians, and cannot be forgiven, Karzai said in a statement. He said he has repeatedly demanded the U.S. stop killing Afghan civilians. And President Obama called the attack tragic and shocking and offered his condolences to the families of those killed. Well, what did he think was going to happen, really? I mean, these things all the time happen.
All you have to do is look at any U.S. military base around the world. There's a great deal of them where people want them gone from their countries because, sadly, people, if you put enough young males in a given area, there's likely to be some crime involved. And sadly, that's what has been going on. I mean, you know, this is just, it's just statistics. And, you know, I can think of Okinawa. There's a huge protest movement there against U.S. soldiers still. Apparently, they own like a...
That are still there?
Sure, still there, what, 70 years later. Yeah. One World War II, and well, I still got it. And I believe it's actually U.S. territory, is the assumption. But
I bet not many people know that, right, Mark?
I don't think
your average
vote,
person...
But you know, like they quote unquote own it. I looked it up, you know, at some point. And
wow, talk about hegemony, right? I mean, talk about
sure
adventurism, I mean, military adventurism.
That's it's intended to have a naval base from which to work in the South China Sea, and you know that, those kind of areas, the Pacific, and that kind of thing.
Yeah. So it says the violence over Koran burnings had already spurred calls in the U.S. for a faster exit strategy for
sure.
The 10-year-old Afghan war.
So this is one of those things that it's kind of one of those ping pong ball effects.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, there's probably tensions already with U.S. troops being on their soil. I know I would have tensions if some other you know, country had troops on this soil. And
yeah, that's an important thing to point out, and Ron Paul has done that many times, right, when he's in the debates. He's like, how would you feel if there were Chinese troops marching down the streets in
as
your
he
neighborhood?
Well should.
Yeah, and it's important to flip those tables and think about it that way, right?
And then you have a clash of cultures, and there is a clash of cultures. There's no doubt that there's a clash between sort of the Muslim culture and the Western culture.
Well,
and
culture is a sort of a figment. I mean, like, what is it really? But I guess, like, there are definitely people over there who have ideas, and they have this enemy imagery of each other, right? They see, you know, sometimes Muslims might see Christian Americans as bad and
crusaders.
And right, and the Americans see the Muslims as bad, and then it becomes this whole thing where
right.
they just don't see each other as human beings, and so they're able to commit these atrocities.
So some people who, you know, have a difficulty with you know, dealing with the cultural rift decide, you know what we'll do, we'll solve some of this problem by burning some of their holy books. And
Productive way to solve
right.
it.
It's very unproductive.
Yeah.
And then, you know, of course, it gets to be a big deal over there. But you've heard it over and over again. I've heard Americans say, we should dip every one of our bullets in pig fat, as if that means anything. I mean, it's just a way
wow.
to exacerbate the situation.
What a waste of pig fat.
Right. Right. And you know, so the Korans get burned, and then, of course, there's this backlash, and then other soldiers say to themselves, for God's sakes, we're over here fighting and dying for these people's freedom, and then they're raising up a ruckus over some stinking books, and then, you know, this guy then wants to fight back, and then he kills 16 clearly innocent people, and then it just keeps on going and going. And I want Americans to imagine that this was their country. If this was going on in their country, they wouldn't like it very much.
Well,
it's okay for their country, but not okay for this country, then what you have to understand is that you believe that those people are subhuman or sub you.
Yeah.
If you believe you are a human and they're sub you, then you believe they're subhuman.
Else.
But that they are the other. And if you believe that somebody else is the other, you will never solve your problem with them.
And that's what always happens in war. That happens in every single war in history, Mark. They have to view each other as others, the two sides. Or
otherwise,
else they wouldn't
be able to kill.
Right. Yeah.
If it was, you know, if they were thinking that's just a guy like me over there, then they're not going to have as easy of a time killing them.
Yeah,
or
and
these
I really
are freedom fighters trying to get an invader out of their land. I mean, imagine if you're a U.S. soldier. I mean, how could you possibly do your job as a U.S. soldier if you believed that those Taliban fellas are people that just want you out of their country? Now, I don't think that every one of those Taliban guys is a nice guy. In fact, I generally don't think most of them are. They probably have some really screwed up ideas concerning women. But we just saw a news story, you know, over there where Karzai, the president, who's supposed to be this moderate that the U.S. government put in place,
yeah.
has basically
is advocating for Sharia law. Yeah,
kowtowed to the conservatives in the area as far as women's rights. So they're going to roll back women's rights in Afghanistan.
Well, yeah, it really makes you say kind of what's the point. And I just
what is the point?
Absolutely, what
That's
is the point?
Point. Does anybody have? I mean, please, if somebody's listening and knows what the point is of the Afghan war at this point, call in and tell me, because I just don't know. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live. That's 855-450-3733.
Where do you want to go today? It's the 1,000 Places Travel Minute with Patricia Schultz, renowned travel expert and author of the number one New York Times bestseller, 1,000 Places to See Before You Die, with one more place to add to your traveler's life list.
Cambodia's Angkor Wat is one of my 1,000 places to see before you die. The temples and monuments of Angkor cover more than 40 square miles in northern Cambodia and are one of the world's premier architectural sites. Anger was unknown to the outside world for more than 400 years until a French botanist stumbled upon it in 1860 deep in the jungle. The uncontested highlight of the vast complex, Angkor Wat, was built in the early 12th century. It took 25,000 workers more than 37 years to complete. The temple is now revered as an important Buddhist landmark, and it is common to see monks visiting the site in vibrant saffron robes. Just a mile east of the Bayon is the much-photographed Tap Phong Temple, which is slowly being entombed by the massive roots of ancient trees.
For more tips and information on the very best places to visit on your travels, please visit Patricia Schultz at 1000places.com. Do you know over 6 million people a year visit the Eiffel Tower? What you may not know is that just around the corner is a hidden cafe with the best croissants in Paris. When you travel with Trafalgar, you'll travel with an insider who will show you must-see sights and share unique experiences. So call 1-866-544-4434 today for a free brochure or visit us at trafalgar.com and see the world from the inside with Trafalgar.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
These are strange days indeed, from economic turmoil to weather-related events, and yes, even power outages. Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Let me tell you why I use WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable and complete ready-made meals for emergency preparedness and outdoor use. Their entrees like pasta Alfredo, savory stroganoff, and apple cinnamon cereal carry a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. They even provide great-tasting a la carte items like freeze-dried fruits, vegetables, and desserts to ensure that you have more nutrition and energy when you need it most. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample and see for yourself why they are the best in the business. For a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 1-855-FOODWISE and be sure to mention the promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Be wise and be ready with WiseFoodStorage.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable Wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. That's what we, one of the things we do here on Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. It's a live Sunday edition with Mark.
And Stephanie.
You can pick up gold at gold.freetalklive.com. It's some of the best rates you can get on precious metals. From what I can tell, on the internet, I'm certain there are some folks out there that there must be some cheaper price on some coin somewhere on the internet, but we believe that you get some of the best rates at gold.freetalklive.com. We strive to bring you some of the best rates there. When you buy gold from gold.freetalklive.com, not only get some of the best rates, but you help Free Talk Live too. So it's gold.freetalklive.com. Whether you want gold as a hedge against inflation, investment, or barter currency, it's gold.freetalklive.com. Well, let's go right to the phones here.
Sure. Got, Love calls.
Ron in Missouri. Ron, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
I was just kind of patched in on the last show, the program before you.
Okay.
And had to pause it after about 5-10 minutes into it. And once I got done, they was pretty much over that subject matter. And I looked it up on the Internet.
What were they talking about?
You have to tell us what you're talking about, Ron.
Yeah, give us a recap.
I'm sorry. I am taking it in my mind that they've officially started the impeachment proceedings on Mr. Perez there.
You think that the impeachment proceedings have been?
I haven't heard about
this. On Barack Obama.
Yeah, and that's what. And as I said, I on the Alex show. I don't know the man's last name, but
is it Alex Jones?
Prior to yours, Alex Jones. Yes.
Okay.
I had pulled in there, and they were actually discussing that. And you go on the internet, and it's so patchy. They could the leftist media bloggers will say, "Oh no, this ain't happening." And all they got these weirdo conspiracy theorists that'll come up with all this off the wall garbage.
So
can't find a middle ground.
There's somebody who's required probably to. I'm not exactly familiar off the top of my head with how impeachment works, but doesn't somebody have to sponsor it or lead the charge? Is there somebody in Congress who's doing this?
Well, as whenever I went to look up on there, I didn't know that Infowars.com is this other man's Alex.
That's Alex's site, yeah.
Website. And it actually says on there that that it was the proceedings was started here recently.
So what does started mean? Started means one of 435 drunken sailors in the House of Representatives put forward some kind of proceedings to impeach Barack Obama. Is that the idea?
Quite possibly. And as I said, everything is all blotchy for me because I just got a little nibble of every little bit of it.
Are you hoping that, I wouldn't doubt for a second of one of these 435 people has decided that that would be in some way beneficial to them to start these proceedings. Do you think that would be beneficial?
It's a little bit late, don't you think?
Do you think now's the time?
Yeah, absolutely, because the reasoning behind it is his hand on the war in Libya.
Okay.
And besides all of that, with his destruction of little stuff like NASA and the economy and on and on and on.
Huh.
You know, you would think that they would be able to scratch their head and say, maybe we need to do something about this guy.
Well, you know, that's interesting.
I do feel like they stepped out of bounds on the Libya thing.
Oh, right, yeah,
but, you know,
absolutely.
Whatever.
But, I mean, that's a
good
thing.
I think they all do.
Usually you hear about impeachment proceedings, like, for other things. I don't know. I mean, people were saying the birth certificate controversy, which, you know, you can find conflicting stories about. But if it's actually for taking a military action in Libya, then maybe I'd support that. I don't know.
I think that they all deserve impeachment, frankly.
Yeah, sure.
On top of all of that, with all the way down to Wikipedia has got it where, you know, the last two, he's the third president in history that's been being impeached. Between Andrew Jackson, Bill Clinton, and now him. So
I thought it was Andrew Johnson. That was
impeached. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, my fault.
No problem. I don't know that. Those are the ones that there were two that were impeached in the sense that charges were brought. That's what impeachment means.
Right.
Although it sounds to everybody like it means like they've been kicked out of office,
right,
but that's not what it
actually
means.
Right.
Exactly.
But just how many have had proceedings started upon them? Because it seems like when you're talking about, you know, a large body, quote unquote, of the people, like the House of Representatives, surely these proceedings must have been started against someone somewhere besides those two people. I mean, that just doesn't make sense that it's never been started on anybody anywhere otherwise.
Right, right.
I don't know. I mean, we'll see how it all plays out.
You got Nixon in the 70s. I was a grade schooler, preschooler then, and he with his little scandal, ended up saying, "Oh, I'm sorry, I guess I can't be president no more." So
Now, I just pulled up the Obama Wikipedia page real quick, and you were saying, you were mentioning that there was something on there about this impending impeachment possibility, and I just quickly searched the page for the word impeach, and nothing came up, so I'm not really sure about that.
It must have been a...
It's a media conspiracy. Ron, I appreciate it.
So there's an article from WorldNet Daily that says Obama impeachment bill now in Congress.
There you go.
So guess it's verified. There you go.
You know, I mean, all kinds of bills get introduced in all kinds of lawmaking bodies around the world and in the English-speaking world. I'm a little skeptical as to whether or not this one particular one has legs, Ron. You know, I mean, Americans are focused on Obama being, you know, for one, what do we get if Obama gets impeached? We get Joe Biden.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want that.
Is that better? I don't know.
It won't hurt for another few months, I guess.
I guess. Ron, I appreciate the call. 855-450-3733. You know,
I like what you said, Mark. They should all be impeached.
God, it's, you know, what are our choices? Biden, we got Romney, you got Santorum. I mean, none of these people really float my boat, I can tell you. I mean, I don't think Gingrich has anything. I mean, what's he running for? Vice president at this point? What's he in the race for?
I don't know.
I have no
fame,
idea.
Power, money,
just to make it difficult
on
Santorum? You got me. Whatever. It's all just a disgusting game. It doesn't...
Yeah.
I don't know whether Ron Paul's going to get the nod for the presidency. It doesn't seem likely from the Republican nomination. I don't know if he'll run third party or something like that.
I've sort of mentally checked out of following it for my own health, you know, for just my own sanity. I think you can get a lot of freedom in your life that way.
Yeah, I suppose. There was a time when I just stopped listening to the news altogether for a couple of years. And, you know, I didn't know any less. Let's talk to Johnny in Missouri. Johnny, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, afternoon, guys. Hope the good Lord is blessing you with all the blessings you deserve.
I consider myself infinitely blessed.
I'm very happy with my life.
Awesome. I am, too. I've got a wonderful wife, and the blessings just rain upon me every day.
Give us a teaser as to what you want to talk about here, Johnny.
I want to talk about the good spot to sign the petition to push our elected to go for the impeachment.
I want to talk about the push and the impeachment. Hold the line. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds offers 100% open pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. It's a SACL toll-free call in line. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. And we're talking about, well, possible Obama impeachments. Apparently there's something called Resolution 107 out there.
And I had no idea this was happening until our caller called and brought it up, and then we had a second call on the line.
There you go. I mean, it's not getting apparently not getting a lot of coverage. So, you know, if this is something that interests you, maybe you've got some reasons why you think Obama should be impeached. Apparently it's going to be about the War Powers, the violations of the War Powers Act. You know, I find it unlikely that Obama's going to get impeached.
Yeah, me too.
And I find it unlikely, in fact, that any of the United States systems are going to be rolled back and fixed sort of from within Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
It just doesn't seem likely to me.
Well, a lot of presidents do things that violate their own rules, but when they get impeached, it seems like it's a political thing, like Bill Clinton got impeached by the Republicans and stuff, right?
Well, yeah, you know, I mean, yeah. Whatever. So I picked up my life and I moved to New Hampshire for the Free State Project because mm-hmm. I kind of felt like I could do more for liberty in one small state with a bunch of other liberty-loving folks than I could by, you know, worrying about the news and things that didn't seem to have any effect on me. If you're interested in the ideas of liberty and you want to get together with folks that are interested, just like you, and you're tired of the state getting involved in your business and personal life, check out the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. Let's go back to Johnny B. listening in Missouri. Johnny, you're on Free Talk Live. So why is it that Obama should be impeached?
I can't think of any reason why he shouldn't be impeached.
Right.
Well,
there you go.
A charge would need to be leveled. He would need to be found guilty, and then he would be removed from office because he would be with high crimes and misdemeanors, right?
Well, and then we'd have Joe Biden.
He hasn't met his qualifications to even be nominated. So we've also got the DNC coming under charges.
So this is for the he was born in Kenya thing?
Well, we're not real sure whether he was born or made.
But what does that mean?
We're still trying to dish that one out.
Gotcha.
I don't gotcha. What does that mean?
Do you know he was put forward for impeachment when we went into Libya?
I thought that that's what this was about.
So this has been going on for months then? This was introduced a while ago?
No, this is brand new. This is just since they come forward to Congress and told them, hey, you guys, you know, we'll let you know along the way, but you're defunct. You know, you don't matter anymore.
Who does it matter?
This one is all about Congress.
Okay.
Our sitting, the people that are actually supposed to be dealing with us on a world basis, because the president is supposed to stay in the United States and take care of our business matters.
Well, the president's more of a foreign policy. The president's more of a foreign policy figure.
No, sir. The president is supposed to operate the business of our government nationally. He's not supposed to be out in the world.
Really?
People welcome dignitaries and have dinner meetings and stuff.
Well, it seems like nobody in the government stays within these roles that they're supposed to stay in anyway. So, I mean, they all...
Touché, my dear. You're absolutely right.
It seems unlikely to me that this one's going to go any more than Bill Clinton did or Andrew Johnson did. I mean, you know, the idea of taking out a sitting president, whether they deserve it or not, seems pretty unlikely to me. I mean, the system tends to some extent,
to
take care of
the status quo, right?
Likes the status quo.
Yeah,
absolutely. Do you know why Bill Clinton was brought up on impeachment charges?
I would assume it was the Monica Lewinsky thing.
I think it was for perjury, wasn't it?
No, ma'am.
No,
ma'am. It was because of campaign contributions from China.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah,
well, there you go.
I didn't know that either. It was it was really kind of obscured in the media. I mean, I was pretty young at the time, but what I remember was everybody focusing on the affair, you know, and the fact that he lied about it under oath or whatever.
I did not have sex with that woman.
Right.
Sexual relations.
That's a good impression, Mark.
Thank you. Well, thanks for the call, Johnny. 855-450-3733.
Slick Willie over here on the radio with me.
We want to come sit on my lap.
Oh, all right. No.
Kevin, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
House Concurrent Resolution 107, actually.
Is that what it is? Okay, tell me about
yes,
it, because I'm not able to find out anything.
That's what it is, brought up by Representative Walter Jones from North Carolina.
Is he Republican?
I believe so, but don't get me to lying about it. Let me state first, I'm an Army vet.
All right.
And what brought the concurrent resolution about was Tuesday's testimony by the Secretary of Defense, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, and the Joint Chiefs of Staff in front of the Senate Armed Services Committee.
This is the one where Gates? No, it wasn't Gates. Said that it was okay this is why it's okay to kill American citizens. That one?
No.
Okay.
That might have gone on during the testimony.
Okay.
This was over Senator Jeff Sessions bringing up the point that President Obama cannot make offensive military actions in Syria without Congress's approval. Because the chain of command that high goes Congress, President, and the military.
Mm-hmm.
But since 1910, we've been taught, or they've been trying to teach us, that it's kind of been co-equal President, Congress, when it comes to the military.
Mm-hmm.
Since 1960, they've been teaching that it's President, Congress, military.
Right, that the President moves troops, Congress declares war. It doesn't matter if we don't declare war, because it hasn't been declared since 1942, so the president moves troops.
Right. Okay, but constitutionally, Congress gives the top general his orders, that top general being President Obama, or the president.
Mm-hmm.
The president gives orders to the military. Now, that's not what's been happening since Korea.
Are you okay, Mark? Mark was so surprised he choked on his coffee.
Apparently, I did. Excuse me.
I know the feeling. I've got coffee right here in my hand. So I've been choking on it for the last 15 minutes.
Yeah. So I have a question about this. I have just a quick question. If this has been going on for so many decades, why has nobody ever been impeached before or even brought up on charges? Or why is this the first time?
Because we've been taught to go along with it. Don't question orders.
That's certainly true.
Of course, the term police action, which goes about as far as the term assault weapons.
Well, Congress had a use of force. They approved use of force in Afghanistan and, I believe, in Iraq, too.
Which is only for Afghanistan and Iraq.
Okay. Right.
Not for Syria, not for Libya.
They weren't exactly declarations of war, but they were approvals of military force.
Mm-hmm.
Right. it was only for that particular situation. It wasn't an all, you know, all confining
right.
permission from Congress to say, okay, you can just go anywhere and do anything you want.
Right. And obviously, okay. Obama got into Libya without approval from Congress and stayed over 90 days, which apparently violates the War Powers Act. And
yeah, but there have been so many violations. I mean, all this stuff, like presidents have been overstepping their power.
In all different areas?
Yeah, ever since there were presidents. And so, I mean, this is maybe a step in the right direction, but I'm just kind of surprised it didn't happen sooner.
We'll see what the thing was. During the testimony, it was being telecast live on C-SPAN.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have a sitting senator sit there and tell the Secretary of Defense, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, and the Joint Chiefs, you know, we pay the bills. We're your boss. We tell the president when to declare war. And they all say, no, we get our orders from the UN and NATO as far as war goes.
Yeah, I did hear that, too.
Yeah, that doesn't sound right.
That is when Congress decides to wake up and say, no, I don't think so.
Well, do you think that do you think it's going to go through? I mean, do you think that Congress is really going to pass another impeachment? Or, excuse me, the House of Representatives is going to impeach Barack Obama?
Well, it's the House that tries
right.
Barack Obama.
No, I thought it was the Senate that tried.
Both houses of Congress have to pass a resolution. And then Obama has to take action against that resolution, say, sending troops into Syria. Then they bring about impeachment proceedings.
Appreciate the call, 855.
The right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, oregacillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
.55-453, that's a single toll-free call in line, 855-450-3733. And you're listening to Free Talk Live's live Sunday edition with Mark
and Stephanie.
So you can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about, but somebody called in and wanted to talk about, I guess this is House Resolution 107, putting forth the impeachment process on President Barack Obama, and we were briefly talking about what the process is, and I want to make it clear. Look, no constitutional scholars on this show. I try to read this thing, but I do have in Wikipedia what the process for impeachment is, and it was not exactly as it was being purported in the last segment, so I want to make sure we get through it. But you'll find in here the Constitution isn't even a constitutional scholar. The process, from Wikipedia.org, the impeachment process is a two-step procedure. The House of Representatives must first pass by a simple majority of those present and voting articles of impeachment, which constitute the formal allegations. Upon their passage, the defendant has then been impeached. Next, the Senate tries the accused. In the case of the impeachment of a president, the Chief Justice of the United States presides over the procedures. For the impeachment of any other official, the Constitution is silent on who shall preside, suggesting that the role then falls to the Senate's usual presiding officer. This may include the impeachment. Does anyone know who the presiding officer of the Senate is? Anyone? Bueller? It's the vice president. Okay. So.
Yeah, you're not going to get a response.
People don't know that.
Yeah, no.
So this may include the impeachment of the vice president, although legal theories suggesting that allowing the defendant to be the judge in his own case might be a blatant conflict of interest.
Mm,
okay.
Maybe.
Yeah. So, okay, Constitution, probably not the unerring word of God. A lot of people seem to look at it that way, and I just want to make sure, hey, you know, a little slip up here. The vice president did not preside over an impeachment. If anyone besides of anyone besides the president, the duties would fall to the president pro temp of the Senate, which, I'm not sure who that would be in any given circumstance. So convict the accused.
Don't that by some committee or something? I don't know.
They could very well. And maybe it's the House majority.
I think there are people who are like political junkies who really get excited about this stuff, right? They hear this and they're like, oh, what are the rules and how is it going to go? And if this actually comes to fruition, what's it going to be like? And it's hard for me to relate to that because I kind of doubt it's going to go too far, right? It just seems like they don't really follow their own rules most of the time.
Oh, I don't have much thought, but it's interesting to know what the proceedings are for the impeachment. If nothing
more
than
find it that interesting. I was like, my eyes kind of glaze.
It's Trivial Pursuit.
To be completely honest,
you could win in Trivial Pursuit.
I never win. I don't know the sports and I don't know the politics.
Yeah. Sports entertainment.
I know that I kick butt at the science, but I don't know about the sport.
I should hope so, being a med student. To convict the accuse a two-thirds majority of the senators present is required. Conviction automatically removes the defendant from office. Following conviction, the Senate may vote to further punish the individual by barring him from holding federal office, elected or appointed. Conviction of this, by the Senate does not bar criminal prosecution. Even after an accused has left office, it is possible to impeach or disqualify the person from future office or from certain emoluments of his prior
What's
office,
that?
Such as a pension, you know, maybe the Secret Service protection, things like that.
Gotcha.
If there's no charge for which...
Take away the benefits, right?
Because all they got to do is hang on, and they'll get their pension, which two-thirds majority of the sentence must prove guilty. The defendant is acquitted, and no punishment is imposed. So if there's not a two-third vote in the Senate, it gets passed by just a simple majority in the House, and then he's tried in the Senate, and if he's not found guilty by two-thirds of the senators, then... And, by the way, I think it's pretty much 50-50 between Democrats and Republicans in the Senate. So this is truly just a political move by a likely Republican member of the House of Representatives to get himself a little credit. I mean, really? Do we think that you can get, let's see...
If this actually makes it into the news, like, and people get... Because this is the first I've heard of it when this caller brought it up, and maybe it's a breaking story or something, but it is kind of interesting to see a Democratic president impeached because of a War Powers Act violation, you know, and it brings the point up that Obama has done a lot of stuff that's pretty hawkish and pretty warlike, you know, in contrast to what a lot of people think of him, which is the peace sign on the... Oh, and the bumper sticker, right?
Hate that peace sign, old bumper sticker thing. I don't see him anymore. I think that most of the peaceniks have pulled those things off their bumpers.
I see him, yeah.
At this point. Do you?
Yeah.
They make me crazy. But anyway, it seems unlikely to me that it's going to go through. Yet at this point, what you would need is about more than 30% of Democrats in the House, in the Senate, in the bicameral
situation.
Yeah,
that seems a little bit unlikely.
Yeah, 30% of... Democratic senators need to abdicate from their party, essentially, and...
But doesn't that just show that it's not about what their rules say? It's about partisanship? I mean...
Does anybody think it's anything but that?
I don't know. I think some people do think that these rules still matter, I guess. I mean, but it's like... If they're supposed to be rigidly following the rules that the Constitution sets forth and that they subscribe to, then they would impeach him because it's clear that, you know, this violation occurred, right?
It seems that way to me. I think it's fine that they're bringing forth the impeachment. I'm just, I'm not going to get all bent out of shape over it. I don't care where the guy was born. I think... The vast majority of presidents that have held the office in the last, century have probably been criminals, and you know, frankly, there's plenty of them that have been.
Well, everybody's a criminal today. You know, everything is illegal, so we're all criminals, right?
So anyway, it just doesn't do anything for me. What can I tell you?
Yeah,
we had this article that we never quite finished up regarding the assassinations, the massacre. I think is probably a better term in Afghanistan.
Well, yeah, we started off the show talking about this this killing spree, for lack of a better word, that a U.S. a soldier went on in Afghanistan, killing 16 civilians. And it's been causing a huge uproar in Afghanistan, understandably so. I mean, and there's been these incidents that had sort of come before it with burning some Qurans a few weeks ago and some attacks that left 30 people dead. And so it's been a big bloody mess over there like the whole time, and violence occasionally flares up more, even more severely. And what are we doing over there? Not we. What are they doing? Doing over there? What is the U.S. government doing keeping people there who have families and lives and could be safe, you know?
I don't know. I mean, I have yet to hear a good explanation as to what's going on
in
Afghanistan that's benefiting the average individual. The last I heard was probably it was a State Department individual who was basically saying that the reason that we, quote-unquote, were still in Afghanistan, the United States government was still in Afghanistan, was because the president was politically married to the war. But that was prior to killing off Osama bin Laden. So, you know, at this point, really, why?
Well, let those
folks find whatever equilibrium they're going to find. We've given them enough disruption for a few decades. At some point or another, they're going to find some kind of equilibrium, and I don't know how they're going to find it. I think the best thing that we can do for peace freedom and liberty for the Afghan people is to allow them to emigrate over here and start better lives for themselves and their families and work hard.
Offer
I don't
them
think
a
you
place.
Should give them anything free. I don't think they deserve anything free. I think they deserve an opportunity to work hard and...
Or just leave them alone. I mean, even if you disagree with certain aspects of the culture there or whatever, you don't have to kill them. You know, there's probably a lot of people around the world who you disagree with on some things. Do you kill them? Is that the way to solve the problems?
It seems to be that seems to be a meme. Sure.
I completely disagree with that. So let me get back into this article. This is the violence over the Quran burnings had already spurred calls in the U.S. for a faster exit strategy from the 10-year-old Afghan war. Obama said recently, now is the time for us to transition. But he also said he had no plan to change the current timetable that has Afghans taking control of security countrywide by the end of 2014. So they're still planning to languish there until 2014 for another few years. In the wake of these Quran burnings that happened recently, the top U.S. commander in Afghanistan.
Now, they had a timeline for Iraq, right? And then
they did. They didn't stick to it. It kept changing.
It kept changing. And then finally, the withdrawal, quote-unquote withdrawal from Iraq, which leaves...
50,000 troops still there.
50,000, what will they call them, government contractors.
Oh, excuse me.
You know, which are just former soldiers, and they're still carrying guns, and they look like soldiers, but they're not U.S. soldiers.
Mm-hmm.
So they're still on the ground, and you know this huge mall of an embassy that the United States has over there in Iraq. But be that as it may, you know if it's if Barack Obama gets reelected, this 2014 timeline, it's at his pleasure.
Oh yeah.
I mean, you know, please let's not fall for this crap again. 855-450-3733. We'll take your calls in the second hour. Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.